Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What a sports night in Kansas City last night. Oh, my word. We were bouncing between channels.
Oh, it was awesome.
You watched it on one TV?
No. So you've been to the house.
Yeah.
We have a TV on the back patio, which you can see from the living room. And then, of course, we have the TV in the living room.
Oh, you're kidding.
What?
You had one on one TV and one on the TV on the patio?
So we had the Chiefs on the patio, mm-hmm. which you can see from the living room through the windows, and the Royals were on in the living room. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just stop you right there and bring some logic and reason into this conversation, because a lot of people, because of the very unique scenario last night, went to a restaurant or a tavern. And I understand, you know, there are reasons you probably didn't want to
go
to a bar.
That's probably not a good idea.
But I did. We went to a restaurant bar and sat at the bar part. And we need to come up collectively, Kansas City, with the term that we are going to use for the neck injury we all have today. The side-to-side Royals chief whiplash.
Tennis neck.
There isn't enough Adderall in the world to get Dana to focus last night on what was going on. Because I would just get invested on the left with what was happening when Mahomes was about to throw that glorious football.
Very exciting
stuff. And
then
people would start screaming, and I would, whoom, my neck over to the right. And then we just scored like three runs in one inning.
I got it.
What?
Whiplash wonderment.
No. KC Whiplash.
No.
They hate us because they ain't us. Well, Ciosis.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is
an
accurate diagnosis, Sam.
Thank you.
Of all of the submissions just now.
Ask your doctor today about your hatus, because they ain't a ciosis.
I said at one point last night, how do they do this in enormous cities where they routinely have different games on? And the reply was, in enormous cities, they don't care the way we care here.
That is correct.
That is, yeah.
That is correct. We're invested. They're not. In New York, you have the Mets, you have the Yankees,
right?
You have the Islanders, you have the Jets, you have the Giants, you have the Knicks, you have the Nets. I mean,
that's not even counting hockey.
No, I did count hockey in there. But you have, so, and I didn't even mention the two MLS teams they have. They have two teams per league.
Yeah.
They don't care.
There is no dedicated fandom.
No.
I will say this to anyone who owns a bar. I do think next time, God forbid if this ever comes around again, they should variegate the screens on one side of the room, Royals, Chiefs, Royals, Chiefs. Where we were seated, it was more Royals all on the left wall, Chiefs all on the right wall.
Oh.
And maybe that's because of the different packages you sign up for. You know this, Sam, in certain bars, when you turn one TV on, a certain bank of TVs are turned on. So there was no other way to watch it than like we were at Wimbledon watching the tennis ball go back and forth and back and forth.
Did you say variegate?
Yes, I like the word variegate, Sam.
I don't think that's
Sam.
A word.
I'm not sure that that...
Variegated is most certainly a word.
I'm going to look that up.
Haven't you heard of variegated yarn?
No.
Where it's
do I look like a knitter?
I don't know, Scott.
I look...
V-E-R-I-G-A-T-E. Or A-G-A-T-E.
I see a V-A-R-I-E-G-A-T-E-D.
Sam, I don't know how to spell variegate. I didn't know that the bottle top on my water bottle in here was a screw-on and not a snap-on.
That was pretty funny a few moments ago.
Don't know how to spell variegate.
Well, by the way, and we should point out, it's not even hers, and she didn't clean it out before she started drinking from it.
Which is mind-boggling to me because it sat on the desk out there, the editor's desk that is unused. Oh. It sat on the desk out there for months.
Well, shout out to anyone who works at Kiewit because one of my very best friend's sons works at Kiewit, and the very large water thing says Kiewit, and you keep telling me I need to drink more water. And
yes,
so I thought, here's a receptacle that is perfectly useful.
Well, I know, but mixing it with mold is not going to do you any good.
I rinsed it out.
Does it taste different with super bacteria in it?
Tastes like engineering fabulousness.
Tastes like battery fluid.
And variegated means exhibiting different colors, especially as irregular patches or streaks.
Like
not
yarn.
Sure leaves.
Has to do with what you have on the TV.
Well, I want red on one and blue on the other, Sam.
Well, okay. Actually, that's fair.
It also has another meaning of marked by variety, like her variegated and amusing observations.
Wouldn't that be variegated?
Okay, variegated. I quit the show.
I don't know who the hell you are. If anyone's quitting today, it's me. You don't get to be in a bad mood.
But in all legitimacy, Dana, it could
what
be
happened,
a situation
Mama?
Where
by
they...
The way, you know what? I posted a photo over the weekend. We're just going to go full on have it out right now.
Oh, boy.
Of a $20,000 stunning tennis necklace bracelet.
Yeah, you looked fantastic.
It is a full diamond necklace, tennis necklace bracelet that Scott and Steve let me borrow for the Starlight Gala on
from Kriegel Mesh
Saturday night.
Kriegel Mesh. Plug.
I literally texted them and said, hey, I need some bling. I need some bling for this dress. I know you got it. Hand it over. So I go to pick up a $20,000 diamond necklace to wear at Starlight. Love you, Scott and Steve.
Please tell me you were clutching that all night.
Well, I didn't, you know, leave it in my car in the Walmart parking lot, if that's what you're asking. So I post this photo, like just saying thank you to them. Mm-hmm. And I was in the car on the way. I was not driving. And I'm just going to read the reaction. We have to get past this, people. I don't know why this won't go away. I post the photo of me, and all you see on the side of the photo is an arm, a nondescript arm in a very nice tailored suit.
Really? We're doing this?
Yes, we are. This was the reply. I need everyone to focus. This was the reply to that necklace.
Oh, we're focused.
Who's the man? Reply, Scott Parks. New reply from listener. Is that who she's dating, or are they just like best friends? I guess it really doesn't make a difference. It's none of my business. I was just curious. Reply, he has a live-in girlfriend. Reply, Dana, Scott, let's hope not. Okay. So I walk in today and I go, it just won't die. This ridiculous, and I know that we sort of teed this up ourselves.
You didn't sort of.
On April Fool's Day, we
Joked.
And we joked on April Fool's Day, and Sam warned us, do not joke about that.
You guys were filling the pool. I said, this pool is going to take a while to empty, and you kept filling it anyway.
There's, like, fan fiction out there about Scott and Dana.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. 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 Yeah.
So did you buy that necklace?
I did not.
I bought it for her.
It was on loan. Wow. Oh, God, you are going to make this worse. It was on loan, and
well
I returned
done,
it.
Sir.
Returned it the next day.
And, wow. And a ring.
Scott's deep love.
Okay, that's
for Ms. Dana Wright.
That is just great.
I can assure you the arm is not mine.
It's so funny, but it's like, why won't that go away? It cannot be because we made an April Fool's joke on April 1.
I don't think that helped.
Okay.
No, I think that it's exactly that. It's an aftermath of...
Okay. Well, the next time, Sam,
so well.
The next time Sam strongly suggests that we either do or do not do something on this program, we will heed that advice.
No, you won't.
Probably not. But we should.
Do you love me? Check yes or no.
So y'all are painting a picture that I just don't want to look at.
I don't either. I don't either.
I don't want to think about.
Let's just say mommy and daddy don't sleep in the same bed. Right.
Oh, God.
This is getting awkward.
Did you used to call her Emmy Lou Hayes?
No. We are not joking about this. Good God.
And a nice tennis necklace.
Yes. Right. Okay. What's going on in Florida?
So we're going to visit with Darla J at 3:30.
She stayed?
Well, she's staying. She is currently living about 13 miles southeast of Tampa.
What's the name of the town?
Of course, you would ask me that, and I don't recall.
Oh.
I'll look at a map, and I'll find out.
Okay.
But
she's right there in the strike zone.
And she lives on a first-floor condo. And I was on the phone with her on Sunday, and I said, Darla, you need to go east or go south or get out of the way. She has a niece who has a dog that lives in St. Pete, and her niece was going to come stay with her. Well, I just got word today that her niece has decided to hunker down in St. Petersburg at her apartment with her dog.
I've never been in a situation where the term hunker down would be an acceptable thing to do.
No, I haven't either. And
because if you're hunkering down, one would suggest you are in danger.
Well, and the mayor of Tampa today said if you are, this is, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's really close. If you are in an evacuation zone, prepare to die.
They have multiple evacuation zones in the Tampa Bay area because of the geology and geography.
But Dan, if you're not out by now, you're not getting out.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you might be able to slip out, sure. But
what? Well, they shut down the airport at 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're going to be shutting down Orlando Airport tomorrow, at last word, which is 100 miles away. There's a number of zones in the Tampa Bay area that you can stay relatively, at least your feet dry. I mean,
yeah, if you're on the sixth floor,
there are some higher spots.
Well, and if you're on the first floor, my guess is you are invited up to the 20th to ride this out. Are you not? Is there not a common area where she can go?
So she lives in a condo complex.
Yeah.
There is no one above her.
Got it.
Now, one of the things that's going to happen after they go through, what, 6, 7, 10 hours of hurricane, then they're going to be cut off because of flooding elsewhere.
Is it somebody said Sun City, Florida? That sounds very familiar.
I think that's farther down the coast towards Naples, I think.
Yep. My parents were actually looking at Sun City before they looked at Cape Coral, before Hurricane Ian wiped that off the map.
So are they in the path? No, they're in Mississippi, so never mind.
No. I mean, they might get some rain bands or something, but no. It's not good. And
actually, no. Sun City is on the east side of Tampa Bay.
Okay. I'll look it up.
It is not good. Tampa. And we've talked about this. Like, there's a thousand different ways that the direction that this conversation could go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how this is sustainable for the state, for
insurance companies,
for the insurance companies, for your property, for like, and the most pressing thing right now is that you get out and you get to safety and that we save lives. Without question, that is the most pressing thing now. But I think once Milton passes through, there has to be a conversation about how much more can Florida take?
How much more can the people take, the companies take, the insurance companies?
Infrastructure.
Sure. I mean, they literally have junk from Helene on the curb ready to become a projectile at about 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
And did I see on the long-term forecast that this isn't the last?
No, there's another one brewing.
Yep.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. So we will visit with Darla Jay, former KMBZ talk show host, at 3:30 this afternoon. She lives in Sun City Center, which is about 13 miles to the south and barely to the east of Tampa. It is definitely in the bullseye, if you will, of Hurricane Milton, which is currently a Category 4 hurricane, expected to make landfall tomorrow night as a Category 3, thank God. However, having said that, there is plenty of debris laying at the curb from Hurricane Helene that was never picked up because the contractor never showed up.
Well, and as we've said before, just because the power of the wind and the storm itself drops to a Category 3, that doesn't necessarily mean that the storm surge is reacting the same way. So it's still pushing all that water ashore.
Good times.
Partay.
Story here from the New York Post. This hypersonic jet could get travelers from New York City to London in under an hour. Venus Aerospace, a Texan aerospace company, is working on building a hypersonic jet dubbed the Stargazer that would travel at 6 times the speed of sound and reach much higher altitudes. The typical journey from New York to London takes about 7 hours. This plane could do it in less than one.
Wow.
The Stargazer would be around 3 times faster than the Concorde, 5 times that of NASA's upcoming plane nickname.
Do you get off the plane and you look like you've had a facelift?
Certainly takes a while to get your bearings again,
Have you all had some work done?
What would it be like if you're on a passenger plane and that plane, shortly after takeoff, breaks the sound barrier? Do you hear the sound barrier in the plane?
No, it explodes behind you.
Huh.
You're going so fast, you beat it. We've had Jesse Reed explain this before.
Now, I love the idea, and we've had this technology for decades now. There's a reason it didn't stick in the past.
With the Concorde.
And that's because of the cost. There were not enough people to make it reasonable in price to fly you that quickly across the Atlantic Ocean.
By the way, listen to this. Passengers traveling on the hypersonic jet would not just fly faster, they would also be going higher, reaching up to 110,000 feet above the Earth. If you looked out the window, you would be able to see the curvature of the Earth.
Wow.
The Concorde reached about 60,000 feet. A regular passenger jet goes to 35,000.
I won't pretend to be a physicist.
Would you want to be one of the first?
It has to go that high to maintain that speed for that amount of time because the air gets thinner as you go up.
Okay, speaking of physicists, Sam, who won some sort of Nobel Prize thing? And I saw the headline and thought that should scare the hell out of everyone.
As for who won it, I don't exactly remember. The story is in the stack. But it's two physicists who are teaching AI to teach itself. Which is
that sounds like war
phrase.
Games.
No, that is exactly what War Games is. That's what I thought when I saw it.
Basically, every single sci-fi movie and or show that features AI and the end of the world gets to that point because AI started teaching itself and it ultimately decided that mankind is what was really killing the Earth and it decided to eradicate mankind. Whether that be nukes that are set by these AI robots, whatever it is.
It is John Hopfield and Jeffrey Hinton who have won the Nobel Prize in Physics today for helping create the building blocks of machine learning that will revolutionize the way we work and live, but also kill everyone.
So writing a code that's smart enough to understand that it needs to make changes to its own code to improve in its cognition, for lack of a better term.
Just because we can figure something out
doesn't mean we should.
That's
right. That is correct. And when you get a room full of the smartest people in the world who are super eager about finding the next amazing thing, none of them stop and say, wait, did we think about the repercussions of this?
I'm reading the story right now.
I don't like it.
Do you want to tell your AI story? Are you willing to do it?
Well, there are, yeah, there are a couple of them. I mentioned into the universe recently, something about a hat that I liked, and it popped right up on my Facebook feed. We all have these examples where you're like, wait a minute, what?
I was getting a haircut the other day, and my barber told me that she used to work at Sports Clips. I've never gotten a Sports Clips ad in my life.
Have you ever been to Sports Clips?
I've never been to a Sports Clips in my life.
Okay.
And
I hopped in my truck before leaving, and you know, I pulled up Facebook like the true Gen Z addicted to his phone person that I am. And the first thing on my Facebook was an ad for Sports Clips.
Listen to one of the winners of said Nobel Prize. It will be comparable with the Industrial Revolution. Instead of exceeding people in physical strength, it's going to exceed people in intellectual ability. We have no experience of what it's like to have things smarter than us. While Dr. Hinton expressed his concerns, he also said that the advanced technology will bring much better health care. It will mean huge improvements in productivity, quote, but we also have to worry about a number of possible bad consequences, particularly the threat of these things getting out of control.
Let me ask you this.
That is the winner of the Nobel Prize who figured out how to launch these things on the way to getting out of control, acknowledging that one of the worrisome things about this is
it'll get out of control.
Computer system getting out of control.
I know we're late to break, so let me ask this very quickly, and then maybe we'll continue the conversation on the other side. Do you think that we are apprehensive, afraid of AI, because as human beings, we generally don't like the unknown? We don't like to change the way we live our life.
Sure.
And the unknown makes us nervous or even afraid.
If that unknown can decide that mankind needs to be wiped off the face of the earth, I believe that is something to be fearful of.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits, or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Turns them into sound.
Shall we play a game?
Oh.
I think I missed them.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later, let's play global thermonuclear war.
Fine.
All right.
Yes, they do.
How can I talk?
It's not a real voice. This box just interprets signals from the computer and turns them into sound.
Shall we play?
Be careful what you wish for. You may just get it.
In a news conference today, Dr. Hopfield compared advances in AI with the splitting of the atom, which led to both deadly bombs and bountiful energy. One is accustomed to having technologies which are not only good or only bad, but have capabilities in both directions. But he added, you want to have some idea of how you can control the system and how you can prevent disasters from occurring. But if I read everything that they have said up to that point, the fear is you cannot control this once it learns to teach itself.
But couldn't you stop it? I mean, not to sound so basic, but just unplug it.
Yes, except for if it's gotten to the point that you need to unplug it, it's already taught itself to move itself around servers. And so then you're going to have to just basically shut down all servers around the world, and good luck getting other countries to cooperate.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Bill in Sugar Creek. Bill, hello.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
I was telling your screener there that it reminds me of an early sci-fi movie called Colossus, the Forbin Project, where a man creates a supercomputer to eliminate warfare, and the computer here in America joins with a supercomputer that they didn't know was being built in Russia, and the two take over the world, and they take us because they can't create robots, so they use us as robots, enslave the whole world.
How?
AI.
By using nuclear weapons.
Okay. All right, Bill. What's it? Colossus?
Colossus, the Forbin Project.
Okay. I'll check it out. Thank you, man. I want to be very careful that we don't get ahead of ourselves.
Oh.
And start fearing things that we don't need. I'm not saying that there's nothing to be concerned about, but the fear, and I am susceptible to it, that we have toward AI, which is something that, let's be honest, the three of us don't have the bandwidth to completely understand. We're not Nobel physicists,
sort of social.
First, you have to be able to say the word.
Right.
Okay. All right. But we're... Are we there yet?
No, we're not there yet. But if they are developing a procedure to build toward that, they're much closer than we could ever know.
I am so concerned about so many things. Hopfield and Hinton's research, which dates back to the early 1980s, applied principles from physics to develop methods that underpin modern machine learning techniques, right? Okay. The win is perhaps made more eye-catching, Sam, because Hinton, who is often called one of the godfathers of AI, is the man who resigned from Google in May of 2023.
That's right.
So he could speak freely about the potential risks from AI systems. We covered that resignation when it happened.
Yes, there was also another company, I believe the creators of ChatGPT, who they kicked out their owner, the owner who wrote the code, because he was trying to say, hey, guys, we might want to slow down a little bit because we don't realize the power of what we're messing with here. And if we step too far into this doorway, there's no coming back.
But I remember also that there was a letter to the public. It was published in newspapers around the country. Signed, by the way, among all people, by Bill Gates and Elon Musk, if you'll remember.
That is correct.
Where they were saying, hey, we need a six-month moratorium on where we're going with this AI. And I don't dispute that necessarily.
The problem is no other country is going to agree to that.
And why would they be the ones proposing that unless they might have something to gain by everybody else pausing while they continue?
They're also two of the leaders in development of AI technology. But to Dana's point, and when we read all of the details from this Nobel Peace Prize, it scares me and makes me want to slam on the brakes. However, if we slam on the brakes and they figure it out first,
right,
take us a trip back in time to the nuclear war fight.
So
had we slammed on the brakes back then,
the arms race.
Hopfield, who arguably helped create the situation that we're in, will not even be alive to see either the spoils from this work or the disaster that will unfold. That is because he is 91 years old.
913-586-7798. Dave in Liberty. Dave, hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
There is a movie that came out within the last year or a couple of years called Creator. And it is the battle against basically AI after a nuclear weapon is detonated in L.A. And they want to blame AI for it. So they want to go around and destroy all the AI that has been created. Well, at this point, they are full functioning robots in human form, basically, but still very robotic. And it's the old once you try to destroy something, once it's has an essence of what it believes is its own being.
Yeah.
It makes it very, very difficult, but it is an absolutely fantastic movie. And Scott, you would most thoroughly enjoy it.
Creator. Okay.
Dave, we've brought this up before, and thank you for the call. One of the things we read in the very beginning when we were first hearing about artificial intelligence is that you could theoretically teach a computer. This would be the goal, to eradicate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to eradicate cancer. The computer, understanding that there is no way to eradicate all cancers, goes for the shortest point between A and B, and to eradicate all cancers,
kill the patient.
You kill mankind. You eradicate mankind. That stops cancer.
Or every single person with a genome type that is supportive for cancer, yes.
All right, you guys are weirding me out now.
Okay? I know
text
it.
Line, please stop talking about this. It's disturbing.
Well, but it's
here.
I mean, what are we going to do? Ignore the elephant in the room?
Welcome to my brain.
The two people who won the Nobel Peace Prize in physics today are the godfathers of AI.
One of whom is saying,
wish I had.
We're not so sure about this.
You said he was 91. Who showed him the power button?
Wow. Wow.
Really?
He's way smarter than me. I just had to get that
I was just going to say.
I didn't know a pop on top for a Kiewit water thing wasn't a screw top. So I'm not going to make fun of a 91-year-old with a Nobel Prize in physics.
Who is clearly smarter than all three of us combined.
That's a fact. I'm not denying it. I just had to get the jab in.
Okay.
Where's the power button? I can't show you which way east is.
It's that way. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Who's this, the Teske brothers?
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Dana's a big fan.
I'm obsessed.
Track called Forever You and Me.
I'm obsessed.
I thought I'd lighten it up after our doomsday topic.
Forever you and me until AI takes over the world.
Right. Really?
And really quick, I looked them up because I'm so obsessed. I joked I would travel to the end of the world to see them. You would have to do that right now. They are currently touring in Australia and New Zealand.
Hmm. Two places I would love to see and never will.
Mm.
Well, with that new jet, you could probably get there in like 2.5 hours.
There you go.
You just need 45 grand to fly.
I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else fly in it first.
Okay.
And then maybe, you know, when I was a kid, I vowed to myself two things. And two things that now in my older age, I will never do. Number one, I was going to run for Congress. I wanted to be a congressman. You couldn't pay me $1 million to run for Congress. And number two, I wanted to step foot on all seven continents on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero interest in that now. Because to go, just to go to Australia, that's a 14 to 17 hour
flight. I thought it was a 17 hour flight. Yeah.
Oh, I would love to go to Australia, the land where everything's trying to kill you. Who wouldn't want to go there?
Yeah, that sounds fun. And New Zealand. I mean, if you ever saw Lord of the Rings, that film, those films were shot in New Zealand. The topography is gorgeous. But I'm not willing to sit on a flight for 17 hours to go see it.
Now, that is my dream vacation with
New Zealand.
All seriousness. Yeah.
Hmm. Speaking of flying, from the New York Post, the expression should be safe flight, don't let the bed bugs bite. An American Airlines passenger experienced the ultimate flightmare after discovering a bed bug crawling up his leg during a flight from New York City to Detroit.
Oh, God.
The freaked out flyer, who goes by at Hadaway Throwaway 978, had reportedly discovered the itch hiker, seriously, while seated in first class on American Airlines Flight 4412 out of LaGuardia. Found this bed bug crawling on my leg mid-flight, they wrote. I put it on the cocktail napkin to show the FA, who promptly informed the captain using the phone and intercom.
Now,
we have bed bugs in row 13. Bed bugs in row 13.
What would you rather have? Noxious gas in front of you three times throughout the flight?
Ooh.
Or a bed bug crawling up your leg?
Ooh. A bed bug crawling up my leg. Okay. No, Dan, don't give me that face. I was in the hot box on the way back from vacation the other day, and some cat in front of me dropped three nuclear bombs in his seat.
But where there's one bed bug...
Well,
apparently where there's one fart, there's two more coming.
There may be more bed bugs hidden.
I'm with Scott on this. I feel like you can flick a bed bug. You can't flick a fart.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying.
I tried.
It's a little bit easier to get rid of one than the other.
All right, we're going to throw in clear bottle chewing tobacco guy.
Oh!
Ooh, ooh,
see, that ooh. Physically made me throw up. Not that your guy didn't.
Dana, I've smelled a lot of farts in my life. A lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Some intentionally.
I have never been Dutch ovened like I was on Saturday.
Should have put out some matches or a lighter.
Right.
I was afraid I'd set the plane on fire.
Do not light a match. Let's talk real quick about what's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, because I've got so much right in front of me right now. I don't know where to start. We have Darla J coming on the program at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
She's quote hunkered down waiting for Milton
just outside of Tampa
in a condo on a first floor.
Correct.
Got it. Also, when we get back, did you ever, when you were 18, 19, maybe 20, try to go into a liquor store and buy alcohol either with no ID or with a fake ID?
Yes.
Most of us have those stories where you walk in and you're...
You grow your beard for 4 days.
Just want these Bartles and James wine coolers, please. The sheriff's office in Clay County today is sending out kudos to the handful of businesses that passed the underage alcohol sting. And there's a photo that goes with this story that is hilarious. And it looks like an older woman who has been there, done that, seen it all, get the hell out of my store.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, has the glasses down on her nose. She's looking at an ID as if to say, not up in here. And we're going to talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour because I forgot that they did these stings. It's been so long since I've been underage.
How did you do it back in the day?
I think we begged someone older than we were to go do it because I was such a rule follower. I never would have gone into a liquor store to purchase with a fake ID. Now, that's not to say I didn't make a few trips to the bars in downtown Lawrence with, you know, with identification that made me 25. You know, remember you would memorize the address 4621 Kansas City, Missouri. You know, you would just memorize that like you knew it. So if someone
and
asked
you'd always
you,
have some faraway state that you think the bouncer's not going to like Vermont or Utah.
I chose like, Chicago, that which looks, is the most
that looks legit.
Yeah.
Oh my Here's gosh,
a, well,
funny.
When I lived in a country I'm not allowed to name,
Germany,
I was allowed to legally buy it.
At 18?
No, at 16.
No way.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
If you were under 16, they didn't ask.
They didn't care. That's right. I bought my first beer at a bar called Eichbaum's when I was 14 years old with, guess who was sitting right next to me?
Joe Noyes.
No. Penle Machuin.
Penle?
Penle Machuin. But in high school in Lansing, we had friends who worked at Food for Less.
Mm.
And back then, teenagers could sell beer. And we would always go through their lane and buy Mickey's Big Mouths. That's how we pulled it off back in the day.
Ne'er-do-well.
I just looked and sounded older.
Of course. Hey, don't forget to sign up for the Cornhole Tournament. It is going to be on Saturday, October 19th at Serve in Overland Park, 10 a.m.
45.
He still does. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Dana Parks Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, October 19th. All the proceeds go to benefit KC Pet Project. Every dime. You can register your team at kmbz.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.